Our next batch of stories include A Blow for Builder Over Park Plans, Blind Photographer Reveals How She Takes Her Stunning Photos, and Parents Can Apply to Have Streets Closed So Children Can Play Outside.
For parents wanting their little ones to make the most of the summer weather safely, they need look no further than Play Streets Norfolk. The scheme is coming back to Norwich, allowing children to play on their own streets with neighbouring families without fear of through traffic. Formerly known as Playing Out Norfolk, the aim is to encourage more city folk to temporarily close their roads in order to create a safe space for children to play, as well as encouraging neighbours to get to know each other. All public roads in Norwich and throughout Norfolk are eligible for Play Street sessions, except those on bus routes. People wanting to host a Play Street must first get support from their neighbours and then apply for the closure to Norfolk County Council.
Diggers have rolled onto the site of a former pub to create 7 new homes to help the homeless. Work has started on the £1.3 million project in Kets Hill, and the one-bedroom affordable homes are being built by Broadland Housing Association. Norwich City Council gave the land to the Housing Association after the closure of Virtuoso, previously known as Kets Tavern. The new builds will be aimed at the homeless and are expected to be finished by autumn this year. They are being built using a timber-framed method, meaning they can go up quickly and the whole process uses less carbon. Each home will have its own front door and garden, and the Kets Hill project is the second time Broadland Housing Association has worked with the council to build accommodation in this way for the homeless.
A photographer from Norwich who lost her sight in her 20s has been proving her disability is not a limit to her creativity. Rachel Andrews began using photography as a tool to keep an eye on her pet rats after losing her sight. But soon taking pictures moved from practicality to creativity, and a new hobby was born. The 49-year-old has myopic macular degeneration, which caused her sight to deteriorate, leaving her with only limited peripheral vision. To create her photos, the Thorpe St. Andrew creative uses a technique called focus peaking, where a bright light flashes that tells Mrs. Andrews the subject is in focus. I can't see the subject when I'm taking the photo, other than a smear of colour. I'll take about 50 shots at a time and then blow them up on my computer, and I have to move my eyes around the screen to get a sense of the bigger picture.
A city school placed into special measures less than a decade ago is celebrating its best ever Ofsted outcome. Before becoming academised, Sewell Park Academy in the NR3 area of Norwich was placed into special measures by the regulator. It became an academy in 2015 and 3 years later was again told to improve by Ofsted. However, the school is now celebrating after receiving a glowing report rating it as good across the board. Head teacher David Day said, "This is a fantastic official acknowledgement of the education provided in our school."
Fears housing could be slapped on a beloved country, a city green space were eased when it was revealed the park is protected. Deer Park in Old Catton has become a flashpoint in the huge building project to vastly increase Norwich housing stock. The park was sold to a developer earlier this year who subsequently revealed plans for housing. But now, government-backed Historic England has weighed in, confirming the park has Grade 2 listed status and should be protected. An Historic England spokeswoman said any development would need to conserve and enhance this important parkland. Now we have our second feature, which is written by Stuart Anderson, who finds out how the Norfolk Broads were lit up in a stunning art display. And your reader is Sarah Lusher.